This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like,
whatever, dude.
Hey. Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand. You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
Oh, we have crossed into a new arena here, my friends. Welcome to Wiggins America. I hope that you're ready to talk about Wednesday, because you know what happened Wednesday? If you don't, then leave. You're not welcome here. You need to be paying attention. In fact, I think if you pay attention to Wiggins America at all, you know that Wednesday was a big day. We've crossed a new threshold into election interference. We could call it maybe stolen elections. We'll see. In 2020, on Wednesday, because the FBI has raided the Fulton County election headquarters. That is in Georgia. That is Atlanta. And they took everything. And I am going to give you the rundown of what this actually means, what they took, why they took it, as far as we can know. But first, I want to just play you what the average American might know about this, because I'm hoping that one of the reasons you tune into the show is that you like hearing a little bit of the behind the curtains. I mean, that's literally my job, is to share content with you. And for my own sake, this one is highly interesting to me. This is a topic that I like focusing on. And so I do a lot of research on it. I read a lot. And I also probably make people mad because I talk a lot about this stuff, and people who are more like mainline conservatives, I don't want to talk about election fraud. That's in the dark web, you know, like it's too far gone. We don't want to address that. Let's just keep it nice and tidy. Well, I don't like doing that. But then I also probably make the QAnon people mad, or whatever's left of them, because I'm not conspiratorial enough, because I'm sharing real factual data, or at least as it's presented by usually the president of the United States in these cases, but to keep up with it, because there's a lot of misinformation and disinformation out there that I don't want to report on. So I'm not sure really I'm making anybody happy except myself, but I have a show and it's called Wiggins America. And so here we are. The first thing I want to do, though, before I give you like a lot of the factual stuff is, again, just show you how, if you're in the mainstream, how this may have occurred to you, depending on the media that you consume, if you saw it at all. There's not been a ton of reporting on it. But Fox News addressed it this way, and I'll play this first, and then I'll play the way ABC addressed it. Both of these clips about 2 minutes long, to be fair. So here's Fox News.
Fox News is learning FBI agents are on site at a Fulton County election office in Georgia, where they are conducting a search. David Spunt's got more details for us on this developing story. David?
Hi, Sandra. This is a satellite office for the Fulton County Elections Office. The FBI Atlanta press office confirming this, not giving many details, saying that the FBI is executing a court-authorized law enforcement action. No other details at this time, but we do know via sources a judge signed off on this warrant, allowing these agents, as you see them, enter this building to take items from the inside. Now, we're told that this is a sealed matter before the court, meaning details are now limited. Now, agents are looking at documents, phones, computers. We are told via multiple sources this is related to the 2020 presidential election. Now, we don't know specifically what agents are taking to the FBI lab, items that may eventually become part of a federal case. You may remember President Trump was charged in Fulton County with trying to overturn the 2020 election results. That's Brad Raffensperger right there. He is the Secretary of State of Georgia. That is the Fulton County District Attorney, Fani Willis. Now, Raffensperger spoke to President Trump back in early 2021, and Trump said that he wanted to find some 11,000 votes to help win the election. Raffensperger said that he felt pressure from Trump. Willis then took Donald Trump to trial. That didn't happen. In 2023, she said that her prosecution was all buttoned up, ready to go, but it was completely derailed after it was revealed she had an intimate relationship with the top prosecutor on her team, and it could have tainted the case. Late last year, a judge dismissed the case in its entirety. It's important to point out, Sandra, that a judge typically would not just sign off on a warrant so the FBI could go on what's known as a fishing expedition. It's likely the FBI and DOJ presented some credible evidence to the judge for the judge to go ahead and give the green light. No immediate comment from the Justice Department. Again, the FBI confirming this court-authorized search warrant. We are waiting to see if perhaps Director Kash Patel, Attorney General Pam Bondi, or even Secretary Raffensperger, or perhaps Governor Brian Kemp.
Okay, that's David Spunt on Wednesday and Thursday, and probably even beyond that. He was the main guy who was giving the reports for all the Fox anchors. They would just say, well, the FBI raided the Fulton County election headquarters today. For more on that, here's David Spunt. And it would just be the same. So there's probably multiple versions of that same report floating around out there if you want to see them, but it's the same thing over and over. The interesting things that come from that specifically are that, and again, this is other reports too, but 700 boxes of votes, paper ballots, were taken. That equates to about 500,000 votes, or a little bit more than that, and that also means that that's pretty much every single vote from Fulton County in 2020. Phones were taken. Computers were taken, and the readouts of the vote totals were taken. There's a word for that that I can't remember. So all of that is what they did, and they spent about 12 hours there taking all this stuff on Wednesday, and some people were flipping out, and it was pretty entertaining, I guess, to watch, if you want to put it that way. Here's the way ABC reported on the same subject.
After President Trump lost the election in 2020, the president then asking elections officials in Georgia to find 11,780 votes. So what are FBI agents looking for now? Here's Pierre Thomas.
Tonight, FBI agents searching the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia, as President Trump orders the Justice Department to investigate his false claim that the 2020 election was stolen. Fulton County officials say the agents armed with a search warrant were seizing records related to the 2020 elections, including ballots.
Have the ballots actually left the building yet?
They're leaving the building right now.
Just 1 week ago, Trump declaring prosecutions are next.
People will soon be prosecuted for what they did. It's probably breaking news, but it should be. It was a rigged election. Can't have rigged elections.
Joe Biden won the popular vote in 2020 by more than 7 million votes and the Electoral College 306 to 232. His victory in Georgia was confirmed by a full statewide audit and a hand recount. At the time, Trump tried to pressure Georgia's Republican Secretary of State to find him the votes he needed.
So, look, all I want to do is this. I just want to find
11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, because we won the state.
Trump was later indicted in Fulton County on charges related to alleged election interference. That case dismissed late last year. David, even if President Trump had been able to find those 11,000 votes in Georgia, it would not have been enough to win the 2020 election. He would have still had to flip several other states. The Electoral College wasn't close. At the time, the president's own Attorney General Bill Barr determined there was no widespread voter fraud in the election. But now the Justice Department under Pam Bondi, quick to comply with the president's wishes. David?
Pierre Thomas live in Washington. Pierre, thank you.
That's the two different ways that this is being reported, when it's reported at all. A couple more facts, and we'll take a short break and come back, and I'll give you the full of crazy, like, wow, what Trump said about this the next day, because this was all from Wednesday. But first, the interesting things about this, and here's the takeaways. One, what are they looking for? We don't know because this is a sealed indictment. It's the famous old trust Jeff Sessions back from 2017 and all that stuff. They got sealed indictments. Well, nothing ever came of any of it, whatever that meant, if there ever was any of that stuff. I was never really a Q guy. I'm just saying, like, I'm aware of all these things because I dig into them. So this was one of those, though. This was a sealed, at least, warrant or indictment that gave them the power to do this, but we don't know why because it's sealed. The second, and I think more importantly, is what evidence did they present to this federal judge in Georgia that allowed her to say, oh yeah, you do have the right to go search and seize all of the election data from 2020. What did they show her? Because while it's interesting to see, and we will see what they were going after in Fulton County, what do they already have to present the case that they could do this? Because they got the warrant. They didn't just do this. You know, this was a warranted search. And by the way, it wasn't just a subpoena. Because they tried to work with Fulton County several times. They asked three times. One time there was a subpoena in there. Fulton County ignored it every single time throughout this last year. And then so finally, this judge issued not just a subpoena, a criminal search warrant to go and get this stuff. So guys, what did they present to her? And then what did they find? We'll be right back with more on this. Stick around.
America. This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies, with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Well, you know you're over the target because Democrats are freaking out about this. I'm referring back to last segment. We were talking about the FBI raid of Fulton County's election headquarters, taking all of their election data and examining it. I wish I could jump into what I'm hearing that they're finding, but I just don't feel comfortable because it's all hearsay. So I'm not going to do that. But I will say this, Democrats, at least in my algorithm, are freaking out. I think it is my algorithm because when I check it at work off of my phone is just constant FBI raid. It's all election stuff, 2020 election stuff. When I look at work, it's not. So I'm sure it's my algorithm, but all the tweets are real. It's not as if what I'm seeing is like fake tweets. Democrats posting about this a lot. And if it's not hitting your feed, it's just not. It is hitting mine because they've identified me as somebody who's interested in the topic, which I certainly am. But get this, Gavin Newsom, and by the way, they're all saying the same thing. So the talking point has gone out, which is that Trump's going to use this to steal the election of 26. Nobody can explain how, but that, you know, this guy got to find something and why it's bad. And so they're all doing that. Here's what Gavin Newsom is saying. Number one, lose. Two, claim it was stolen. Three, start an insurrection. Four, cry and whine for 6 years. Five, kidnap a dictator. Six, force him to say he helped rig elections. Seven, take over voting machines and somehow rig them because you're a loser. So get what he's saying here. He's saying that the Maduro angle, the fact that they've captured him and they have him in custody, what Newsom is getting ahead of here is if Maduro comes out and says, here's how we stole elections, outside of just Venezuela, because everybody knows they did it in Venezuela, here's how we did it in America, here's how we did it in other countries too, it's not just us. Newsom is getting out ahead of that story and saying Trump's forced him to say this. I'm just letting you know, that's what's coming, that's what's already here, they're very worried about this. But here's the other big thing Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, has tweeted out this week, truthed out this week. He said Maria Zach testified about the stolen 2020 election operation connected to Obama when he diverted $400 million from the infamous pallets of cash of Iran, funneling through the Dubai embassy operatives in Italy and Merrill Lynch in Geneva, Switzerland. In return, Italian officials at Leonardo S.P.A. Spa used military satellites to help hack U.S. voting machines, flipping votes from Trump to Biden using CIA-developed tools like hammer and scorecard, along with numerous other methods of fraud and manipulation. China reportedly coordinated the whole operation, providing the tech, backbone, and bribes to corrupt Americans. The CIA oversaw it. The FBI covered it up, all to install Biden as a puppet. So this is a huge, huge tweet. He's claiming the FBI and CIA were involved in the election stealing, and now he's in charge of those agencies. I'm just going to leave that there because I don't have time to get into all of it, but I figured it was important to share. We'll be right back.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches?
Ah,
Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Should your pastor preach on politics? That's a big question. And there's a lot of right answers to it. And there's some wrong answers to it. I am of the persuasion that I'm not sure why pastors veer away from politics. But let me also set the stage for this by saying that I was looking at polling recently that said that more and more and more Americans who attend church want their pastors to address current events. So let's put it that way. Let's not say politics. Let's talk about current events, because naming names and talking about, well, what did you see what Tulsi Gabbard did last week? Yeah, I don't really think that's what you're going to hear from the pulpit. But hearing about social movements and the direction of the country or the culture is highly relevant. And to assume, and this is my position on the matter, to assume that we should for some reason divorce God from current events is crazy. Is he not sovereign over what's going on right now? Does he not care about what's going on or is involved in what's going on in America right now, or any country for that matter? Of course he is. If he's not, then you're kind of a deist. You believe that God set everything up and that he then just kind of let it go and we are on our own now. That is not the God of the Bible. The God of the Bible is one who is involved and very, very aware of what's happening and stepped into what's involved through Jesus and still does through the Holy Spirit. So that's my position on the matter. What is yours? I also think, though, that there's two more ways to approach this. One is that, for whatever reason, conservative America has decided for a long time, for generations almost, that you should keep politics out of church. Well, then guess what liberal America did? They put politics in church all the time. I mean, woke pastors do it all the time. But here's the flip side of that. They also are preaching a social gospel that the social gets ahead of the gospel. It becomes about a social movement much more than it does about Jesus and your relationship with Jesus. So you have to have the right priorities when doing these things, but you still can't avoid them. You know, like it's like saying, go out and preach salvation unto the world, but don't get too involved. I mean, like, you're going to have to engage pretty hardcore. And those who do are winning because people want to know. And that's why I cite the polling to say that Americans want more and more their pastors to address current events. And that there's a right way and a wrong way to do that. You still have to have the right priorities, of course. So all that to say that I've got some sound here from a pastor named Mark Driscoll. No idea what you think about him. I think that the church that I go to is probably pretty similar to the church that Mark Driscoll pastors. But even if you don't know his name, he is one of the most influential spiritual leaders in the nation, maybe the world, because the nation is the U.S. And what happens in the U.S. affects the rest of the world. So Mark Driscoll, highly, highly influential pastor, younger guy, I would say, at least by the standards of pastors. He's probably in his 50s now, but he started pretty young and has worked his way up. I'm just going to play the sound, and I want to see what you think about a very, very influential pastor delving into this issue.
We open the borders, we let, you know, 10 plus million people in we don't know. Some of them are criminals. And so then law enforcement says, well, you're here illegally and you're committing crimes and you're hurting people. So we're going to find you and we're going to remove you. And then other people come along and say, you know who's evil? Law enforcement. You know what that is? Pure evil. The Bible says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil and call light darkness and darkness light. And that's what evil people do. We're seeing it right now. When people are harming citizens and those who are protecting citizens are called evil, you know that a culture has lost its soul and its conscience. And unless it repents, it'll lose God's favor and blessing.
What do you think? That's Mark Driscoll. I love it. I love the fact that he's willing to do it, because if he's not going to say that stuff from the pulpit, if our pastors, our spiritual leaders, are not willing to call these things out from the pulpit, then who will? You don't relegate them to backdoor conversations. Why not just openly talk about it? Because this is where people look for guidance. Now, there will also be people who will leave your church if you start doing this because they disagree with you. And you know what? That's fine. Let them leave the church. And you may not be right 100% of the time either, Pastor, but delving into it is still the right way to do it because the Bible preaches on these things. He's talking about Scripture right there in a way that applies to current events. That's a very, very good way to do it. And knowing the way Mark Driscoll preaches, which I don't know a lot about, but I know enough to know that he does keep the gospel first. Your relationship with Jesus always has to come first, and that's the job of a pastor. So I'll get off my soapbox, but I also want to leave this segment with something that is more gospel-centered, because all we talk about pretty much is politics and current events here. Of course, that's what we do. We're 97.1 FM Talk, St. Louis Conservative. We're going to continue to do that. But I also like to make sure that I'm keeping my own priorities straight. And when I hear a story like this, I say, ooh, and I perk up and I like hearing it. If you don't know this about me, I used to do a TV show that was about people who died and came back to life. And I've mentioned that maybe a couple times here on Wiggins America, but I don't expect everybody to hear every time I say everything. So I'm just mentioning it again. That show never got picked up. I did a few episodes of it and tried to sell it. Anybody who watched it liked it. We had a sold-out screening of it once in Edwardsville and probably could have done two or three screenings of it for that matter. I just didn't know. And it went really well. And so people were craving it, loved the content, and these people are real. I vetted them very, very thoroughly and went through a whole process of how to do that. But I love those stories. I'm telling you all that just because I love hearing stories about people who die and come back to life. And some of them are loony, and you got to vet those. And like I said, there's a whole process for that. But I heard this story on Fox News. This is Kaylee McEnany, and I wanted to leave this segment with this guy's story. He's a former hockey player, and it's not too long, but I want to play the whole thing. Enjoy.
A 2022 hockey game turned into a life and death moment when a player collapsed on the ice. Billy Garofa's heart stopped, and doctors say he was legally dead for 16 minutes. What he experienced next changed his faith forever. Billy Garofa joins me now. Billy, you said you prayed with the guys on the ice that day, something you hadn't done before because you had sort of a sense of foreboding. What happened when you died? Your heart stopped for 16 minutes.
Yeah, I was on the ice. I don't really remember much, but I do know that my heart went into V-fib and I just collapsed on the ice. But to me, I never felt like I died because I was standing in the light. I was standing with God, and I felt more alive than I ever had before. And when I say that that felt more real than this right now, it did.
And you said that there was a bubble, and you kind of saw what was happening off in the distance, but you very clearly saw God and the Holy Spirit, two parts of the Trinity. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I felt God speaking to me, and you know, he was telling me that, you know, the two most important commandments with Jesus, you know, he asked me, you know, what did Jesus say about the most important commandment? That was to love your God with all your mind, all your soul, and all your heart. Love your neighbor as yourself. And when he said that, everything absolutely made sense. And it made it so, everything so simple, but yet we make it so hard sometimes. And then I felt the Holy Spirit on my shoulder, just leading me back to where the bubble was, just outside the light. And as I walked, this amazing light, which I can't even describe to anybody, because it would be like trying to describe the color blue to a blind man that's never seen. And when I was walking back, the shadow just dropped away and the bubble illuminated. And I knew it was the Holy Spirit, without a doubt, leading me to back to my body. And when I saw my body,
when you saw your body, what was that?
When I saw my body, I didn't even recognize it was me, because nothing else mattered at that moment. But when I did recognize it was me, that's when I woke up.
You woke up and you grappled a little bit after this, and you asked, where was Jesus? And you prayed to Jesus and you asked where he was, because you saw two parts of the Trinity. What happened after that?
Well, you know, I was given books, and everybody that has had an afterlife experience, not everybody, but most people have seen Jesus. And I asked Jesus, where were you? And like a while after the incident, I had a vision just in my prayer time in the morning. I woke up, I was just laying in bed, and you know how you kind of sit there and dream a little. And God really brought me back to that moment. And when I was sitting there, looking at the bubble, I could see through the bubble, and I saw Jesus in the bubble, standing and kneeling around my body, and just really guiding all the absolute people doing all the right things to bring me back to life. The people that were doing the AED on me, the people that were doing the CPR on me, he was there. And, you know, he came through that bubble. And he was next to me to save my life, because what all my wife could pray at that moment was the name Jesus.
Wow.
And that's, without Jesus, I wouldn't be here today.
And it reminds me of footsteps in the sand, that Jesus was there all along. I only have about 10 seconds here, but do you have any doubt that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior after your experience?
Without a doubt, I know that he is. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. And I just pray, Lord, that, you know, you, if you seek him, you will find him.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
I love
guaranteed.
That.
What Trump has done to China. And see if you can connect it to Minnesota. It'll be tough. I don't know if you will, but bear with me and you'll find out how, okay? So this is from Mario Nafal. He is a big-time ex-influencer, news journalist, whatever you want to call him. He posts all the time. This is from him, and it's called Trump's Real Play, Starve China's AI Ambitions with Oil Cuts. It says, Venezuela provided 5% of China's oil, cheap, reliable, discounted crude, and Trump blockaded it. That's still going on. Iran is the bigger hit. China buys 80% of Iran's exports. Steep discounts keeps China's independent refineries and petrochemical sector running. Trump's squeezing Tehran hard right now, tariffs, sanctions, and backing protests. Plus, of course, we bombed them. It doesn't mention that. Beijing stuck. Keep buying Iranian oil and risk economic retaliation, or comply and lose the cheapest energy available. AI runs on electricity. Training one large model uses as much power as a mid-sized city. Multiply that by hundreds of data centers. We're dealing with this, of course, in the United States, too. Not to get off on a tangent, but our issue isn't really the data centers as much, because we have space, we have the ability to do them, we have the talent to do them, and the equipment. We need energy, guys. We need more energy. Anyway, back to the article. It says, China imports much of its oil. Much of it is from politically unstable or sanctioned states like Venezuela and Iran. Cut those flows and AI gets expensive fast. The kicker is, oil's not just fuel. It's in plastics, resins, coolants, lubricants, composites, everything AI hardware needs. Plus, it stabilizes power grids. Cheap oil equals cheap AI training. Whoever trains more models faster and cheaper wins the race. And by the way, another aside here, AI is not just important because it can make, you know, goofy pictures and stuff. The coding industry alone is being decimated by AI. And not that we're happy that people are losing their jobs, but this is the future. AI is going to be doing more and more jobs, especially, you know, non-physical jobs, which is why Mike Rowe is right that we need more laborers. But the thought work of a lot of things is going to be taken by AI. And it's already happening. It's not like speculative. This is happening now. So AI is the future, and whoever's got the control of it is going to be on the cutting edge, and they're going to be the winners. It says that cheap oil equals cheap AI training. Whoever trains models faster and cheaper wins the race. Trump's bet is don't need to outbuild China's data centers if you can outprice and outpower them. Because he knows that we're not ahead on energy. China is actually going faster than us on producing energy because we have so many regulations. You know, we haven't built a new refinery in this country since the 1970s. China is outpacing us on energy fast. But if they don't have oil, it says don't need to outbuild China's data centers if you can outprice and outpower them. U.S. has abundant domestic oil and gas. China's vulnerable on imports. Energy becomes the hidden AI weapon. Not attacking technology directly, just making it too expensive to scale. Squeeze Venezuela, pressure Iran, reshape global oil flows, make China's AI ambitions structurally more expensive without firing a shot. AI dominance won't be decided by who writes the best code. It'll be decided by who can power the most machines longest at lowest cost. The future of AI might get decided in oil fields and shipping lanes, not Silicon Valley. So this comes from a variety of sources, including Zero Hedge, which I really like, and Epoch Times. It's an interesting article because it's not something we're really thinking much about. And I said at the beginning of reading it that see if you can connect the dots between how this and Minnesota are similar. Now, you might not. You might hear that and go, I'm not really sure. Well, the Democrats have done the same thing. So Trump is outmaneuvering nations around the world right now, left and right. I mean, he is doing this all over the place. I never really thought of him as much of a foreign policy president, but he is. And he is a master at it. He's a master at figuring out what the best option is and then taking it and going with it as fast as possible, getting the best outcome for America. Now, how did Democrats do the same thing to him or to Republicans? That's the question I want to connect here, because they have put Republicans and conservatives, or really the country in a sense, in a box where you really don't have a good option. Here's what they did. And you'll know a lot of this, but I'm just framing it up in a way that maybe we haven't thought through. Here's what they did. They said, the power brokers anyway, said, we're going to flood the country with as many illegal immigrants as possible. We're going to use these people as pawns. We don't really care about what happens to them. We don't care about kids. We don't care about drugs. We don't care about people's lives. We're going to flood the zone with as many illegal immigrants as we humanly can in 4 years. So they did. And the reports are anywhere from 10 million to some people say it could be as high as 20 million. The official reports say around 8 to 10, but we know that that's just the ones we know about. So it probably is a lot higher than that. Let's say, just for the sake of argument, we split the difference and say it's 15 million people. So they've imported in 4 years, 15 million people. And then you see reported also sometimes, and these numbers get mixed up, that there were already something like, you know, 10 million or more illegal immigrants here before that. So then people start going, okay, well, maybe we have 30 million illegal immigrants here or something like that. And that's very possible. I don't think it's quite that high, but of the 4 years, it was 15 plus 15, and we'll go with 25 or 30 million illegal immigrants here. The number really isn't that important. It's just that it's high. Okay. So we all know that. We all saw that happen. But they painted the response into a box. They basically gave conservatives, or anybody who didn't like illegal immigration, because it's not all just conservatives, two choices. They said either A, you leave it alone and don't do anything about it and just sort of ignore the problem or lightly address the problem like some administrations have and don't make it a campaign issue, just kind of make it something that happens in the background where you do deport some people, but they've outflanked you. You know, if you've imported 15 million and we're only able to deport a million in the next 4 years, well, then they've won. And they're using these things to launder money, you know, through these programs, because it's not just Latin American immigrants, it's Somalians now, as you're seeing. They're using the poverty of a lot of these people to prop up government programs that then circle back to their own pockets, whether that be in campaign funds or personal. So they're laundering all this money through fraud, through all these programs, and some of them are through illegal immigrants and some of them are not. Some of them are just through, you know, American NGOs and things. So that's one way that we could have handled it. We could have said, well, it'd be too tough to really go hard after this issue, so we're just going to kind of ignore it and hope that they don't make in the next 4 years, after our 4 years, like let's say a Democrat wins the next one, then that they don't make all these people eligible to vote. Okay, that's route one. And they kind of figured that most presidents probably would do that. If it wasn't Donald Trump, even a Republican president probably wouldn't address the illegal immigration problem as severely through deportations anyway as Trump has. They would close the border, they'd stop new people from coming in, but they wouldn't address it as hard. So option number two is go after deportations. And that is, of course, the way that the Trump administration has gone. But how did Democrats outflank them there? Well, they said, well, if you decide not to just treat this lightly and treat it harshly and really go after deportations and getting rid of people who are here illegally, we're going to make it look so bad for you that you'll never win again. We're going to make it hard. We're going to make it chaotic. We're going to make it nuts. Anywhere where you want law enforcement to work with you, they will, but only in red states. We're going to make sure that all the Democrat governors and mayors, they do not work with you and they make it as hard on you as possible, because politically it'll make you look bad and it'll make people sympathetic to our cause that we're saying we're the compassionate side, you're the mean side, you're the fascists, and we're the ones that are trying to save America. So those are the two options. I mean, you could not do anything else. You could either roll over, option one, or you could fight back against the tactic, which unfortunately is people. I mean, the Democrats used people here to make it as hard as possible to remove them from power. And that is the trick that the Trump administration is having to walk through. They obviously aren't going to do number one. They're going to do number two. That's almost sound like a joke. They're going to do option number two. And they're going to have to deal with the consequences like we keep seeing now, like last weekend, like continuing. In Minnesota, you have protests that aren't even protests. They're basically internal warfare at this point, aimed at stopping this administration from accomplishing goals contrary to Democrat priorities. And they did so very illegally. And we're all asking, when are they going to actually be prosecuted for some of these things that they've done? Not necessarily ICE stuff. They're walking the fine line with ICE, where everything that they're doing, highly coordinated, guerrilla warfare almost, where they're targeting anywhere ICE goes, they show up, they make a huge nuisance of themselves to try to stop ICE from being able to deport illegal criminal immigrants. And so where does it end? I don't know the answer to that. I'm just acknowledging that Democrats have played this. I would say the Democrat establishment, or whatever that thing is, that the power brokers that decide these things, they've played this very smart. They knew that they were creating really tough options for anybody to deal with the problem that they created. And now we're having to deal with the problem that they created. And this is the playbook. My only point in bringing this all up as we end the show, because I'm kind of long here, is that I just hope that a Democrat voter, maybe not somebody who's out there protesting and being a part of any of these things, like not the loonies that are just sold out, but the average person who's kind of like, yeah, mostly Democrat voter, they're semi-liberal. Do you realize that your party set this problem up? That they're actually using your sympathy against you for their cause. They're using lots of people for their cause. They're ruining many people's lives, many immigrants' lives, for the sake of their cause. And they figured that you would step in with your sympathy at this moment. And they played that against you. I just don't know. I just hope that there are some people who can see that. I don't know. But you can reach out to me on X, at Radio Wiggins. You can reach out to me on Facebook. I am available and willing to hear what you have to say.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com, American meat delivered.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.